mitzvah kivim yishami and peya parak aleph mishnah. It's chumash bechamuris. It's chumash bechamuris. I'm not sure what that means. Whether it's hard to, it's extremely important, or hard to be mekayim. Now the positive shot when it comes to the mitzvah kivim of aim. What's the yisurah mitzvah? What's the shot in the chiyuv? It's a regular mitzvah, simply a stick of mitzvah. It's kshutei b'al mechaveri dika mitzvah, and the way the chinuch brings it down is more the side of kibbutz ve'eim is mitzad pashal hakaras hatov, the fact that they brought this world to take care of you and all the meisim and the things that you did. Therefore, pashal instead of mitzvah out hakaras hatov, that's going to be chayev the mitzvah, which we're going to discuss maybe in the hemshech. Is there any kibbutz ve'eim to somebody who, we had this many times over the years, is a mitzvah kibbutz ve'eim to somebody who is a ger, to his father? His Gershon father. In halacha, you're not related to them. Gershon is Gaya Katan Shneila Dami, and you don't have related to them. The question is it still the Indian of kibbutz ve'eim and Indian of Akaras HaTov? You want to rephrase it. Is there like Sechenin to your father's a guy, right? I want to get a little more. What do you mean? What? Don't make faces. You have to. The smart says das balabais even the das ter. You have to know what the das ter is, and you have to know what.
Why said by Yichud that there's only Mitzayis that there's parents? So when they said there's no.
There's no erva. There's no
teiva. So why is there no mitzvah then?
The mitzvah is on your parents. It's not your parents. Okay, we have to discuss it. I'll go on. The positive shot is the Beinu Chaveri Dikedin. Like the Mishnah Pei says, "Kibbutz ve'eim is the things you should person, but it's like can't let me sell them." But positive kibbutz ve'eim, okay, we're gonna get that in a second. Okay, let's have no curse of type to them. So we'll get that in 1 second. Now the Ramban in Chaf so we'll get that in a minute. The Ramban in Parashat Shemay says he said it's a kaveim. He's from the Luchos Hashanah to the Zacharias. He says the first five are. Ben Adam Lamakim, second five Ben Adam Lechaverai. Right, famous Ramban. So everyone asks, why is Kibbutz ve'eim on the side of Ben Adam Lamakim? Kibbutz ve'eim should be more on the team of Ben Adam Lechaverai, more on the Leisachmid team, and why isn't on the Ben Adam Lamakim Dekaluchai? So the Ramban says over there is that the sort of Kibbutz ve'eim is more is that they're. It's like a shita from the Bria. You know, it's like Hashem created you, the parents created you. It's like all part of the creators. You know, that's the Yisayda Davar. And therefore, it's like Aslam, maybe Kibbutz of the Bnei Shalom, Babi Mechavid, your parents. And could be that stuff. I don't know why it's considered a Ben Lamakim as opposed to Ben Lachavari. The famous Chinuch says that Yisrael is a curse of Tov. Now, if somebody doesn't have a curse of Tov, how do you get a curse of Tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam? First, you have to appreciate those around you, and then you get to your makir to Vayishla Kadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody has kafir Tov v'chaveri, he's going to be kafir Tov in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, the Yisrael of Mitzvah Kaveim is appreciate all the Tov and all the Tov which they give you, and appreciate all the tava which they give you, and that will bring a person also to appreciate all the good and all the tava which Avinu Shabbat Shemayim gives us, and therefore that's how it is. So Yeshua asks, let's say you have no akaras hatov to your parents, they did nothing for you. What's going to, how do you work that out? And what do you say?
The situation is
not there. So I answered a very interesting question. Somebody his parents were, somebody's father was older, and his mother's nifter, he got remarried, he's a wealthy guy. Second wife basically was basically getting him to cut the children out of the will. And, well, huge move. So the question was, can the his biological children, basically give him the stiff shoulder, in other words, he's got the hit, what are you doing? Is such a thing, what to do, or not?
Doesn't the chinuch say that it's the fact that you gave them children? It wasn't that they brought them up, that wasn't the main thing. So that they...
Yeah, no, besides, you have to realize that it says... What?
You hurt them more than you help them.
No, but the fact that he gave them life.
I mean, like the Gemara says, it's better they shouldn't be created. Actually, since Saturday, five Hashem Ma'isav, Ma'asav Ma'isav, he's saying, your parents hurt you because they're buried down from the Elam Abbas. You could have just stayed in heaven, in the glorious heaven they bring onto this world. That's a very bitter attitude. They're plenty of, okay, we'll get to those in a second. Okay, but beside the davar, you have to realize, that that's them, your parents owe you nothing. You know, they don't owe you anything. You owe them everything. They bring you into this world. That's what it says, is the fact they bring you into this world, that it's your gift. They created you, they brought you to this world, and say afterwards that they brought you up and, you know, and take care of all your needs and everything. The fact that they brought you into this world, that is a sibas hadavar to go ahead and be mechaber with them. So that's why you have and so we'll discuss about that. That the mamzer, Russia. I gotta give you some shots. Gotten as many times, not many times, sometimes. Somebody who's phrase shining like three different ways. One is One is father is ma'agin his mother for the last 26 years. My father. Father was mazana, broke up the marriage, true in the family. Is a chiyakir of aim. Father is abusive, ruined the family. To have a chiyakir of aim. Father run off the derech. Is a chiyakir of aim. You know, all different versions of that shaila. What?
Always the father.
One guy.
What do I do? Scenario where, you know, father, whatever, basically did inappropriate things, and now your mother doesn't want you ever to speak to your father again, or your brother doesn't want you ever to speak to your father again. You know, these kind of, you know, these things get. I'll call upon him. We're gonna have to discuss all these shaylas. So we have to discuss, is there, what? So we have to find, if he finds Apikiris, is there a chikra v'im? We have to see, what's the halacha by Russia? What's the halacha by Apikiris? What's the halacha? Very, no. The shabbi may be more isom. I say, we have to discuss, is there a din? Now, there's also another shabbi comes from all the therapy, in therapy, one of the parts which they hold is a therapeutic or whatever, it's to let out your anger, let out your frustration and say, to revisit and to... So the question is, are you allowed to like curse out your parents to the therapist? It's also a very common shayla is what they're also to do. The therapist holds this. What do you say?
Whoever's asking doesn't have that much problem.
Have a what? No, it's what they're also to do. The therapist want to know why. They're allowed to initiate and get the person to let it out, say it out. Are you allowed to say it?
Anyone?
What? So there's a din by everybody, and it's din by parents. This is our makla of avima. It's a pretty serious thing. There's a avim mivaza, and okay, we have to. So anyhow, we're getting very sidetracked. What were we talking about? So right, okay. So we have to come back to all these shows and stay tuned. A lot of scenarios which end up getting kibud avim. So Akapanam says, kids of the Pashas of Balaam, the Chaverai, the Ramban would say, it's Aden Bain Adam Adam Makim. The Chai Adam, he's talking about the Chai Adam, Sam Zayin Gimel. So he says, this is Aj, I want to hear what the Elam's opinion of the Vikuach, which I have, me and Rabbi Freeman, I'm not going to say, tip my hat, who does what. But you guys in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have so much opportunity to keep it up aim. So the Shah's like this. Chai Adam says, what's kibud aim? Ma'isa machshava over diber. Okay, so ma'isa, you take care of them. Diber, you see them respectfully. Machshava, he said, what does machshava mean? He says, machshava is, you have to look at your parents ke'echad min ha'gedolim. You have to look at them at a pedestal and have a certain tremendous respect for them and look up to them and have a certain... So, Chaim Shlav is asked, so like, what do you do if... You know, it's one thing if your father is who knows who, so okay. You have a way of looking at them ke'echem in a good day. What do you do? Your father's a pashy yet, or is not such a... You know, how does one go ahead and do that? And how does it play out? So Chaim Shalom says, he said that everyone in certain areas is a goyin in certain areas. Everyone has certain things which are miyuchud about them. So you have to, like, take that midah or whatever it is, whether your father doesn't get angry, or your father is a... has a, you know... he's very generous, or he's a balchat. Whatever, take that one nakuda and just idolize that one nakuda and look at them in that area, and every single person has good things about them. You should have to focus on it and find it. So the shaila is like this. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have an opportunity to do kibbutz. It's so much, machelo, mashkeu, and you're overseas. The question is, in the chaya adam, if I do b'machshava, look at them ke'echem in a gedolim, is that a kiyum of mitzvah kibbutz? Or when the chaya adam says ke'echem in a gedolim, it just means not that that's per se a kiyum, the fact that I look at them like that. It's when I look at them like that, that's going to affect everything else. Machshava divrei ma'aseh, if I have that harocha for them, so that will like carry over to the way they get treated. If somebody lived in a different continent and never ever spoke to his parents, right? Guy's in solitary confinement, he can't have any connection with his parents. If he thinks of them ke'echem nagedam, is that a kiyam mitzvah?
Why not?
Because
you definitely
weren't
Makayim
Abishah Mafile
and all that stuff.
What?
You definitely weren't
Makayim. Yeah, no, so I don't know. That which is
whatever you're chayilus to do.
No, but the question is that he says over here.
Is it Likubo?
Hans like I said. Kibru Makshava, Maisudia. Makshava Nizva in the Mas, Yechabed, Makshava. Ain't Lamish shall believe of Aina in Vazim. Don't just. And b'chav them like say, oh, you're a great guy, you really think they're nothing. If you're doing it and the nivus of einav is bad, you should look them with respect. So that's a good kibbud. Shem loikain are a piv usvasav kibbudim v'libi yachak
v'meni.
There's machshava dibur for sure. Dibur and maisa for sure. Is machshava just because, like he's saying, if I'm machshav you and if I'm not machshav, I do these things for you, so it's not really so much respect. Or b'shad is the hergish is something which plays over, and maybe that's the reason. What do you think, Rabbi Yosef? Well, okay, look at the lesson. We'll have to discuss it. Not tipping my hat. Let that on the side. And is.
In the past, that you're Hashem Yichadeh.
Yeah.
Behind Yichadeh Machshava.
What?
So it sounds like
it's
like
a form of
keeper
itself. At the end of the
Chayel,
it sounds like he's saying it.
Okay, we'll have to discuss it. Anyhow. Now, the Rishonim asks, what's the pshat that one doesn't make a bracha on it? Why make a bracha kibbutz aveim? Because it's a regular mitzvah, you should go ahead and make a bracha kibbutz aveim. So, Shiva's Rajma Aleph Yiches, the famous Shiva's Rajma, goes through all the different things of kibbutz aveim, all the different mitzvahs, why you make it. Shuvah Sarajba Aleph Yud Ches goes a list of all mitzvahs when you do it, when you don't do it, why you make a bracha. Avdei writes, Kibbutz is not, there's no mitzvah because you can't make a bracha on something because maybe he won't go ahead and accept it. In other words, you want to go ahead and give your father a drink. Bracha Zangam Echalom, take on the mitzvahs Kibbutz Aveim. You give it to him, he says, oh, I don't want it. So now what? In other words, since you're totally. Okay, so maybe he's standing, he says, maybe he doesn't want the kibbutz. Maybe he doesn't want you to stand up for him, so maybe it's not a kibbutz. So we'll have to get that way. Is Michael is there or not? The Chuvah B'yamin Zavko Samach Tas. The reason why no bracha kibbutz aveim is because a bracha which is a nicker, something which is a bracha which is a sickly sick thing which everyone which goyim do too. So therefore, something which is a rain, it should be a natural thing. It should be a regular thing which a person does. So it's not like a bracha. A bracha only means you do something out of the ordinary. Can you pass me the marker in a second? Only means something out of the ordinary. Something which is a regular sickly sick thing. Then the lesson is that something umusayim aitzim upam levarcha ki bam and mekatchim bam pamaisin kemayni kibbutz he does like the things they also do that they all make a bracha. Marta garcha shochen he says kibbutz is the mitzvah sichlis. Mispasach om the lesson it's something which is any internationally done. Gam kifrim b'turn his numbers even the kifrim do it. They seichel v'tava nachnu because seichel v'tava do such a thing. But he says but us we have a part of the chiyav is to do a mitzvah kodesh b'chol tzeis hakadosha. There's even though something which is mitzvah sichli, and everyone does, and the goyim do it, you have to do it also as mitzvah kodesh b'chol tzeis hakadosha. That's why he says in the Dibur Zachorin, he says, "Kavod tzeis hamecha, kashesuch Hashem alekecha." A big part of the mitzvah is to do kashesuch Hashem alekecha, because it's mitzvah ribon shalom, not just doing it because it's a mitzvah sichli and tavius. It's to do it a mitzvah. It's to do a mitzvah. To do a mitzvah like Rabbi Shalom commanded you to do it. So he says, what's the pshat? We don't make a bracha on it. He says, because ba'etzem is something which the goyim do, so it's not like you're doing anything. The hafresh between Jews and goyim is ranked by machshava. Shebalev, she'ilu isem mitzvah, kesh bracha, we only say a seichel. So since the difference is only between, it's only in the seichel. It's only in the seichel. It's not in the... It's only in the seichel. It's not in the maisa. So therefore, that's the reason why we're not going to make a bracha, because it's not nikah in the maisa. It's only something which is nichlal in the seichel. In the maisa, sorry. Yeah. Now it's time, which is benegia kibra of the aim. So we're gonna have a lot of shaylas benegia kibra of the aim. Just thought a couple of shaylas. The mitzvahs to machelo, mashkeo. Let's say they tell you something which has no shaykhus to them. They want you to wear a sweater and wear a coat in the winter, and you don't want to wear a coat. They tell you that you should not eat out in restaurants because they're very, very afraid of terrorism, or don't go to Kaisel. That's something which is not really related to them. Is the mitzvah or not? Is the mitzvah achilu mashkeu and respect them, or is the mitzvah is doing whatever they say to you? There's another. I'm just gonna give you like a little overview of the things that we discuss. Another very important shahram that says the community aim is how vite is the chiyav, how much is the chiyav, what extent is there mitzvahs kibud of aim, how much tercha, how much money. Let's say it's something which is very, very difficult for you. They say coming for Pesach and it's very, very difficult for you. Or sometimes you have issues between your wife and your parents. Who goes first over there, and how's it going to work? We say, oh, there's a mitzvah. You know, the part that I say is, there's a mitzvah to have with your parents, your wife, Darbanan, Rambam. But we're going to have to have the but, you know, we have to discuss in terms of whether... Well,
it's a din.
What did
you
say?
It's a din. Give it a din.
No, we have to discuss it where, how, what the gedarim and how vite the chiyav of kibud av aim, goes. But either way, Vinishvi, you guys are at the middle stage, right? You know the famous Mark Twain, right? He said when he was like 18, he said his parents were like so out of it, they knew nothing, and they know what's flying. Went to college 4 years, and he said he came back, and he said that his parents learned a lot when he was in college, when he went away. Got married, came back a couple years later, and he said, like, well, his parents are getting smarter. And then when he turned 30, his parents are getting, like, in the 70s. He's like, wow, my parents with old age, they're really, really coming smart. And when he hit 35, he realized that it's not that his parents got smart, it's that he got a little smart. There's a tava of children to think their parents... Oh, that's a great story. My Yehuda, when he was in, like, fifth grade, sixth grade, he had a kashan able to see us. It's like, I don't know. Some wife said, like, why don't you ask your father? So he goes, how about you do Gemara? Like Halacha. there's a time in children that they, old teenagers, right, embarrass their parents, right? That's, the place, right? I mean, yeah. No? Saying you want to embarrass them? What?
Nobody's like that.
What?
Yeah. Dragon.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Whatever I'm saying, and they think their parents are just saying, this is 2020, right? But the same thing in year 2000, right? It's the same or whatever. But it's a lot to do with the stage. You don't realize that there is a Mylan Zikna, and Shiva writes many times in Shiva that maybe there's no Chiv, unless your parents give you advice on something. Maybe there's no Chiv Kiv of aim before you discard their advice and just say they're irrelevant and whatever. A person has to think many times over before one goes ahead and does that. So in terms of the schedule,